A worm fence?
Never heard of a worm fence, no.
And a shad fence?
Never heard of a shad fence.
Okay. When you set up a fence, you must dig holes for the...
post.
All right. What might you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from a field?
Stone rock thing. What did you say? A wall?
Yeah, either a fence or a wall. Did you do that?
No.
Okay. No, it doesn't matter. Do you know about this? When people used to want to, well, I guess they still do it now, to make a hen start laying, they put something in her nest.
They put straw.
No, but there's something else.
A nesting egg.
Yeah. Did your grandfather ever do that?
I presume so, but I don't know. I always thought the hen started that herself.
No, sometimes if they don't want to lay, you put a fake egg in there.
Oh, it's a nesting egg, yeah.
All right.
I've heard about it.
What term do you use in describing your best dishes?
China.
All right. Have you ever seen an egg made out of this?
An egg made out of China?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. And it's called a?
China egg.
All right. Now then, did you ever see one of those in a hen's nest?
I never saw one in a hen's nest.
Then for you, they're just decoration.
Right.
Okay. Now then, what would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
All right. Would that be made out of wood or metal?
I've seen both.
All right. Then what's a bucket? What's the difference between a bucket and a pail? The material or what its function is? For example, milk would be carried in your
pail. Milk could be carried in a pail or a bucket, either one.
Okay. Well, is there any difference to you in the two?
To me, a bucket or a pail could be wooden or metal.
Okay. So if you saw one, it would be either to you.
I would probably call it a bucket.
Okay. Okay. Neither is bigger than the other either, right?
They can be either size. I mean, I've seen them different sizes.
What sort of container do you use to carry food into the pigs?
A bucket.
Would you call
it... To the pigs?
To the pigs.
Yeah.
Call it a slop bucket?
I guess you could. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, I got you. All right, what do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
And what's it made of?
I have a stainless steel and I have a wrought iron. Not a wrought iron, but a cast iron, I guess you call it. Black.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the black one to fry the scrambled eggs.
Alright, did you have one with legs on it?
I have a skillet.
No, not now, you probably don't, but...
And I remember seeing them.
Uh-huh. Now,
sure.
Were they called skillets too?
Pot is what I remember that had the legs on it. I don't remember a skillet having legs on.
All right, how about something big and black, maybe holding 50 gallons or something? This is, again, probably just on the farm. You might use it for heating up water to boil clothes.
Oh, that's what you did boil. It's a big black pot that you boil clothes in. Iron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What did you, do you know what it's called?
I don't remember what it was called. I can see it. Right
a
now.
Wash pot or a kettle?
I don't remember it being called either of those. Because a kettle to me is not as large as a pot that you'd boil clothes on an open fire.
Okay. Okay. What do you call a container that you might plant a flower in indoors?
A flower pot.
How about the one where you put cut flowers?
A vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set on either side of the plate at dinner?
Your silver?
Mm-hmm.
Or your flatware?
And what are the three kinds?
Fork, knife, and spoon.
Okay. Now,